Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Order up the numbers game. Continue our numbers game as we order up.
Order up, order up.
We are ordering up the greatest athletes to ever wear number 19. Baseball, basketball, football, hockey, NASCAR, you name it. If you wore 19, we are looking at you. From 5 to 1, who are your best ever number 19s, D?
Oh, that's a pretty stacked number.
Huge.
Right? Huge.
Huge. Huge.
All right. I'm giving an honorable mention to Tony Gwynn.
I'm not making my list.
Wow. But I'm going with number 5. I'm going with Robin Yount.
Ooh.
Spent his whole career with the Milwaukee Brewers. Two-time AL MVP. 3,000 hits. Number 4, I'm going with Joe Sakic. He played for the Colorado Avalanche, two-time Stanley Cup champion, elite clutch scorer, over 16,000 points, or 1,600 points. All right, the hell, look that up.
1,641.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, number 3, I'm going with Steve Yzerman, three-time Stanley Cup champion, one of the best two-way centers ever. Number 2, I'm going with quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts, Johnny Unitas, three-time NFL champion, one MVP award. And then number 1, he didn't do all his damage with 19, but he wore number 19 when he played for the Kansas City Chiefs. And that's quarterback Joe Montana, who won 4 Super Bowl championships, arguably the best, second best quarterback ever. But yeah, he wore number 19 for his time in Kansas City. Yeah.
Big Fork Brands brings bold bacon sausage, paleo pork jerky, and Chicago-style sauces to your table. Enjoy rich, smoky flavors made with sustainable ingredients and chef-crafted care. Enjoy an exclusive 20% discount with our promo code DNZ. Find them at BigForkBrands.com. That's 20% off using our promo code DNZ at BigForkBrands.com. All right, so we have a lot of the same guys in different spots. So honorable mention for me, honorable mention starts with Bob Feller. 266, 162, 325 ERA for his career. Hall of Famer, Triple Crown, pitching Triple Crown, 1948 World Series champion. Served his country. Yeah. Like, what more can you say? Eight-time All-Star and ERA title. Yeah, Bob Feller was pretty, pretty good. Absolutely. Number 5 for me. I got to go with Robin Yount. 285 career hitter, played center field and shortstop for the Brewers, two-time MVP, three-time All-Star, Gold Glover, three-time Silver Slugger, 251 career homers. Strong player. And he was the heart and soul of that Brewer team for a long time, especially once Paul Molitor left. Number 4, and we're going to find that this is a very hockey-heavy list. Jean Rattel, 491 career goals, 776 career assists, a career plus minus of plus 236, 1,267 career points, Hall of Famer, won the Masterson, two-time Lady Bing, one-time Lester Pearson Award, only a one-time NHL All-Star, which is, given these numbers, is amazing, considering the era that he played in, where you had guys like Guy Lafleur. So, understandable. NHL Top 100 team, take a drink. Member of the legendary gag line with Vic Hatfield and Rod Gilbert. Number three, Joe Sakic. 625 career goals, 1,016 career assists, Lady Bing in 2000, 2001, Hart Trophy in 2000, 2001, Pearson Trophy, two-time Cup winner. Signed an offer sheet with the Rangers, but it never came to fruition because Colorado smartly matched the offer. So there's that. Captain, what more can you say about Joe Sakic other than he really could also wear the Nordiques uniform as well? He's one of the last great Quebec Nordiques and one of the first great Colorado Avalanche. Number two, Steve Yzerman. 692 career goals, 1,063 assists, plus 184 for his career, 1,755 career points, three-time Cup winner, Pearson Award winner, Conn Smythe in 97-98, Selke in 99-2000. Still, again, only a one-time All-Star. What the hell? What do you guys got to do? It's amazing the level of talent. Also on the NHL's 100th anniversary team, take a drink. And he also has transitioned into the front office building Tampa Bay. And now building Detroit. So doing a pretty decent job there, Steve-O. And number one, honorable mention for you. Number one for me, Tony Gwynn, Mr. Padre, career .338 hitter, only 135 career homers, but in terms of pure hitter, my God, Tony Gwynn could hit the ball where
Johnny U
would be an under. I was looking at Johnny U's numbers and they didn't really stand out for me. Yeah, they didn't. For me, this is a hockey number. Tony Gwynn, 15-time All-Star, 5-time Gold Glover, 7-time Silver Slugger, 8-time batting title, a Clemente Award winner, Hall of Famer, one of the greatest left-handed hitters of all time, one of the greatest pure contact hitters of all time. And just listening to him talk about hitting, he was up there with Ted Williams in terms of the cerebral nature of what he wanted to do at the plate. Tony Gwynn was a hitting guru. And it's a shame that he was kind of lost in the Bonds and the McGuire, Sosa, Griffey. Tony Gwynn deserves more credit than he gets from a lot of people in terms of just sheer consistency and the ability to just hit. Even the great pitchers of our time, right? Maddox, Glavin, Smoltz. Man never struck out. I think he's had 4 career strikeouts against those guys. It's something absurd. That's the level. That's the echelon that we're talking about here. So Mr. Padre takes the cake for me. Well, who are your favorite 19s? Hit us up. FadeRouteMail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @FadeRoutePodcast. Drop a slide on X @FadeRouteDNZ and let us know what your list is. Time to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week when we order up the greatest number 20s of all time.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.